I'd like to hear from you guys. What are some of your favorite cameos? 312-981-7200. Dan, what about you? What are some of yours?
You know, for me, one that kind of sticks out on several levels, because obviously it's set up what has now been a decade of movies, but at the end of Iron Man, the first post-scene credit, the cameo, a surprise cameo by Samuel L. Jackson, mm-hmm. That set up the idea of the Avengers, so that they were treating it as a universe, that it was a cohesive unit and things like that. You know, as a guy who read comic books for many years, Iron Man is a movie I love because it kind of... Yeah. It finally got it right after,
and it's the movie that kicked off the whole Marvel universe. I mean, it's the seminal one,
right? Yeah. And so, you know, and it just worked on all levels, and it wasn't, you know, like past movies where it's just kind of like, oh yeah, it's good, and you had to defend it. It was just like it was a solid movie that you could literally show anybody and be like, that.
Yeah,
you know, this is why I read the comic books. And then so to have him show up and, you know, kind of show that they were, you know, it wasn't just some one-off, that they were thinking bigger and, you know, thinking universe-wise, which is one of the things that I love about the comic book universe. You know, I really, at the end of that one, I was just like, yes, you know.
And that came after they played Sabbath. So it's like, you know what I mean? That's all good. You hear some Black Sabbath and you see Samuel L. Jackson, you're like, all right, this is all right with me. Well, now it's Samuel Jackson's in all of them now, but that was, you're right. I mean, nobody expected that. I didn't expect it. Yeah, that's a good cameo. Esmeralda, are there any cameos that stand out for you?
I have to say the one that stands out the most is, I think, everyone's favorite from, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's Tom Cruise.
Tropic Thunder?
Yes, Tropic Thunder.
Oh man.
Because I didn't even know he was in it, I don't think.
Yeah. No, they didn't really make a big deal out of it.
Right, you know? And he showed up and I was like, wait a minute.
And he's so funny in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I think he's great. I think it's the funniest performance in the movie. And it's a movie filled with a lot of funny performances. Like a lot of people, you know. And Robert Downey Jr. That was part of the year that he came back. That was the Iron Man 1-2 punch of Tropic Thunder and Iron Man. He got nominated for an Academy Award for Tropic Thunder for supporting actor, and it was a big year for him. That was his big comeback. But I'm, as much as everybody else is funny in that movie, and everybody's funny. Tom Cruise is unbelievably funny in it. I mean, just like the whole dancing, and he's got the fat forearms.
The whole thing at the end was just, was not expecting
it. No, it was great. That's a great one. Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder is a great one. I think, and again, you know, I mean, the movies that we're going to be talking about, some of them are surprise cameos, but at this point, you should have seen these movies. If you didn't know, you shouldn't have seen. Like, one of my favorite cameos of all time, and I think one of the most brilliant cameos in the history of movies, is Bill Murray in Zombieland. I just think that's one of the great, because I had no idea, there was no advertising, he's not billed in it. Bill Murray as Bill Murray in Zombieland. And what happens to him, and, you know, and the fact that Jesse Eisenberg kills him because they think he's a zombie. And when they're running around with Ghostbusters, you know, playing Ghostbusters in the house. And the fact that it reunited Bill Murray with Woody Harrelson, who starred in one of the funniest movies ever made in Kingpin, which is, I still maintain, the best Farrelly Brothers movie and one of the funniest movies of the 90s. God, that's a movie I'd love to show at my film club. I love Kingpin. But yeah, everything about that cameo in Zombieland with Bill Murray, everything about it, from when it happened in the movie, because it happens pretty late in the film. When it happened in the movie, how it was unannounced, how they played it off, how Bill Murray had so much, clearly had so much fun with it. That might be my favorite cameo of all time. Really, on every level. Surprise, how well it was used, and just everything about it. You've seen Zombieland, Esmeralda?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and did you know that Bill Murray was in it? You see it
early? No, that was like, what is happening?
That's the best, man. That's the best, you know?
And then when he does, when he does get killed.
Yeah, Eisenberg shoots him.
What? Yeah.
You killed Bill Murray. Yeah, and the whole Ghostbusters thing, that was so funny. So that's you know, that might be my favorite cameo. It's easily one of the best cameos of all time. There's just no question about it. So what do you guys think? 312-981-7200. We're talking about fun cameos, great cameos. And here is Scott on WGN. Hi, Scott.
Oh, you took my favorite cameo away from me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my
favorite. Yeah, I was watching that movie and I was like, wait a minute. How did he get in this?
Yeah.
But anyway, I found it interesting when I watched the Lord of the Rings movies to wait and see where Peter Jackson would pop up.
Yeah.
He was only in like, it's like 10 seconds and then he's gone. He usually ends up dying, but it was pretty fun. And I believe his children were also in all three of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they were like in one of them, they were hobbits, and they were kids in other ones too.
So. Now, you know Peter Jackson makes another really great cameo. Do you know in what movie, Scott?
No, I do not.
He's in Hot Fuzz, the follow-up, the Cornetto follow-up to Shaun of the Dead. He's in Hot Fuzz.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. There's a couple of really great cameos in Hot Fuzz, like two pretty early in the movie. And Peter Jackson plays, at the beginning of the movie, they're running down what Simon Pegg's character, his accomplishments as a well-decorated cop. And he gets stabbed in the hand by a Santa Claus, by a guy dressed up like Santa Claus. That's Peter Jackson. Oh. Peter Jackson is the Santa Claus who stabs Simon Pegg through the hand. So,
okay.
All cool. right. Thank you, Scott. Take care. Esmeralda, you've seen Hot Fuzz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
And you know who Simon Pegg's girlfriend is, who's got the surgical mask on?
I do know. It's Cate Blanchett.
It's Cate Blanchett. Yeah. I thought that was the best ever because, like, you don't even see her face. But yeah, at the beginning of the movie, when they talk about how Father Christmas stabs him in the hand, that's Peter Jackson. I thought that was pretty great. Man. Did you know that Chris Martin is in Shaun of the Dead?
I want to say I did.
Yeah, he plays a Coldplay fan.
Oh, maybe I didn't.
Yeah, he's in Shaun of the Dead. So, all right. What do you guys think? 312-981-7200. Movie cameos are a blast here, and I've got a bunch of great movie cameos here that we can talk about. I have a list in front of me, and I want to hear your thoughts too. 312-981-7200. All right, we got a break here for weather, and we got weather and traffic. Okay. Canadian Bill, Bare Naked Ladies. Why did he choose that? I mean, there are a lot of Bare Naked Ladies songs. He chose the theme song from The Big Bang Theory in honor of the fact that Big Bang. Bare Naked Ladies were inducted to the Canadian Music Hall of Fame last week. Well, the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, Saga better be a member. He says that you should check out Young Sheldon. It has Chicago actors. No, I can't imagine a more torturous experience, a more awful 22 minutes of my life than watching that, than watching Young Sheldon. Okay. Canadian Music Hall of Fame. I'm telling you, Saga better be in there. Saga should be inducted every year, not just once. Every year, Saga should be inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame. I'm assuming Rush is inducted. Hey, by the way, speaking of Rush, Dan, there are several references to Rush in Ready Player One. I was like, wow, there's a lot of representation of Rush in this movie. One of my favorite moments is to see Mark Rylance in a Rush in a 2112 T-shirt, and there's a lot of Rush. The girl who, I'm blanking on her name. She won the Emmy for writing for Master of None. She created The Shy. Oh man,
Lena White.
She's wearing a Rush shirt, and there's a poster for 2112 up. I mean, I was like, wait a second, what's going? Was it Spielberg a closet Rush fanatic? What?
I'm worried to tell you this because you might just up and leave the show and storm Canada, but it does not look like Saga is a member of the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, then that's false. Then I disregard. Is Bryan Adams in?
Let's see here. Yes, Bryan Adams is in.
Okay, but Saga isn't. That's it.
You discredit their hall.
I discredit the Canadian Hall of Fame is dead to me. The Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Do they do it like once every 300 years? I mean, how many people can they put into this thing?
Well, I mean,
that are worthy.
Here we go. Since 1978, there have been 50 Canadian individual groups who have achieved international.
50?
Saga.
How can they not include Saga?
Maybe separate. Oh. Maybe it's like just the maybe one of them broke out and did stuff after Saga.
They should just
one of your other favorite bands is in there.
What's that
from Canada? Triumph.
Oh yeah, Triumph rules.
Is Bare Naked Ladies Canadian?
Yeah.
Why do I think
that's why we just played a request from Canadian Bill. That's how we got into this. They just got inducted.
Oh, into the Canadian one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Into the Canadian Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. I just stepped in.
Bare Naked Ladies. By the way, this, of all the songs Canadian Bill picked, Esmeralda, he picked the damn Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard the Sheldon thing and I went, no.
Yeah, no.
Wait, so they're in before Saga?
Come on, man! See, even wow. Esmeralda is outraged by this injustice.
That's crazy.
Looks like the opening inducting class was Oscar Peterson and Guy Lombardo.
Well, that makes sense. Isn't that? Yeah, that makes sense. All right. I boycott the Canadian Music Hall of Fame until they put Saga. Saga should have a wing, an entire wing in the Hall of Fame.
Do you drive by it and moon it?
Where is it?
Is it in Toronto? Does it say where it is?
Here.
You know, Saga just played their final show, too, recently, and that's incredible disrespect. All right. Dan is researching that. Let me talk to Michael real quick. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
I just wanted to talk about some cameos real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one, one of my favorite, Anchorman, of course, one of my favorite movies. I absolutely love the big fight scene where they have like the big brawl.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Luke Wilson and Ben Stiller.
Yeah. Tim Robbins and Jack Black as well.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that whole scene there is just absolutely hysterical.
It's great.
They have Ben Stiller playing some like Hispanic news guy,
right.
or whatever. He's got the
right.
fake mustache on.
Yep, Tim Robbins is leading the PBS news team.
Yeah.
It's a great scene. And then they ruin it in the second one where they bring in like 900 cameos. Everything about the second movie was so forced, and I was so looking forward to it, the second Anchorman. I was so looking, because I, like you, I adore the first Anchorman, but I thought the second Anchorman, maybe a few laughs. Other than that, I was really disappointed with it.
You know what? I never even saw the second one.
Okay.
I didn't want to ruin...
Yeah.
I didn't want to get my expectations too high.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? The second one, they're just going to try and rehash all the jokes.
That's exactly,
one, which, as you know,
yep.
very rarely works out in their
yep.
favor. So I didn't even bother.
That's exactly what happened, though, Michael. That's exactly what happened. I remember being so disappointed by that. I mean, there's a few laughs in it because everybody, you know, man, when you have a cast like that, you're bound to have laughs because they're all funny people. But
sure.
Yeah, it was disappointing. Yeah, that's a great one, though. The fight scene in Anchorman is classic. It's just classic.
The other movie I wanted to talk about real quick was, it's kind of an oldie, and actually it's old now. Apollo 13, I think that came out in like 1995 or 96.
Right, 95, I believe.
Always been one of my favorite movies, but that movie was full of a bunch of little cameos. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin actually both had cameos in that movie.
Yeah.
And so did the real Jim Lovell and the real Ken Mattingly, I think.
Yeah, they brought in everybody, I think. Everybody who was alive. Everybody who was still alive, I think, had a cameo or a moment in that movie. Yeah.
I think yeah. Right. And yeah. I just thought that was really kind of cool how, and I mean, that's such a amazing film. I mean, even 20 years later, whatever it is, I mean, that film is so absolutely amazing. And I just thought it was cool how they
yeah.
brought in all the people that were really involved in it and you know, made them part of the film.
Yeah, very cool. Michael, thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
You bet.
All right, take care, buddy. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then more of your favorite movie cameos right here on 720 WGN. I think I like this a lot. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. Continues to be wild. That's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Quad Cities Doug picking Richard Cheese and his... His cover of Hot for Teacher.
You never heard of him?
No.
He used to be big on Johnny B's show.
Oh,
he used
okay.
to play a lot of his. But no, they've been around for a very long time.
Is it a dude or a band? Or
it's a whole band.
Oh, it's a whole band.
They all their songs are just covers like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
The band is called Lounge Against the Machine.
Lounge Against the Machine.
Do you remember the? I'm just probably bad memories, but the end of the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
I do.
Do you remember the credits, the song that was playing? It was Down with the Sickness.
Oh, yeah.
That's them.
Oh, that was them doing Down with the Sickness. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, cool.
By the way, I got my Dougs messed up. That was Kansas City Doug, not Quincy Doug.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. There's a big difference.
Dougs are going to be mad.
There's a big difference between Kansas City and the Quad Cities.
Quad City Doug does not like to be confused with Kansas City Doug. And vice versa.
Quad City's Doug wants his Van Halen only.
He says Van Halen only? Is Quad City's Doug issuing a challenge to Kansas City Doug?
They're going to meet for a duel.
There can be only one.
Can be only one hot for teacher. Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, I've seen that. I got to tell you, Esmeralda, I actually like the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
I do.
I thought you would be a little prickly about it.
Well, let me. It's not in the same league as the Romero version. But let me tell you something. You want to talk about being prickly about it? And, you know, in the weeks before it came out, people would mention it to me, and I'm like, get away from me before I smash a chair over your head. And then, I reluctantly went to the screening of it, and, no, actually, you know what it was? I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but when that movie came out, when the remake of Dawn of the Dead came out, and by far the best movie that Zack Snyder has ever made, by far, although I like Watchmen. I'm a fan of Watchmen. I like that movie, except for they changed the ending big time. You know, actually, Dan, I read that entire book at the insistence of one of my friends, Benji. He's like, dude, you have to read this. One of the great. And I thought it was great. And then I see the movie, and it's like frame for frame.
Right.
Until the ending. When it's completely different. But anyway, I don't know if you guys remember this, but they showed it was, well, no, of course you guys, because you don't watch wrestling. When the movie came out, it was 2004 when it came out? Yeah, 2004 it came out. And I was still hosting Raw at my apartment in Andersonville. Every Monday night, my idiot friends would come over and bring booze, and we would watch Raw. And they said, we're going to show the first 10 minutes of Dawn of the Dead, the opening of Dawn of the Dead. It was like unprecedented. We're going to show the whole thing, the pre-credit sequence. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, Dan, have you seen the remake of Dawn of the Dead?
I have not.
Esmeralda, you have, obviously.
I have, yeah.
Okay. The first 10 minutes of that movie is unbelievable. It's unbelievable if you remember the first 10 minutes. The setup is fantastic. So they showed the first, and I think they probably did it purposely for the people who were like, this movie's going to suck. How dare you remake Dawn of the Dead? Which I was saying because, you know, George Romero is my hero. And Manny was my friend, Manny Tamayo, who is my cohort in horror. We are just like big time horror fanatics and geeks. We were like, yeah, go ahead, show it. Let's see the 10 minutes. And like 5 minutes into the first 10 minutes, Manny and I were looking at each other going, man, this is good. and then we went to the screening. He and I went to the screening like the following week. And I thought it was great. Thought it was great. It's not nearly on the same level as Romero's movie, but it's great. It's really, really great. And in my opinion, Sarah Polley can kind of do no wrong. And that was Ty Burrell breaking out before Modern Family. Because Ty Burrell is awesome in the Dawn of the Dead remake. So, yeah, so I liked it. But I didn't know that was Richard Cheese or the whatever the hell, the Lounge Village. So, all right. All right, ready for more cameos? How about David Bowie and Zoolander?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
God, that's a good one. But you know my favorite line in that movie, right, Dan?
It is a beauty.
Yes, you should listen to your friend Billy Zane. That's my favorite line in that whole movie. All right. How about Alec Baldwin in Glengarry Glen Ross? How about, you know, just coming in, doing one scene, killing, stealing the entire movie. You guys have seen Glengarry Glen Ross, correct, Dan?
I have not, but I have seen that scene.
Oh, okay. Esmeralda?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. What the hell's going on? By the way, that scene is not in the play. I consider Glengarry Glen Ross to be a perfect play. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So as a purist, I don't think that monologue needs to be in it, but it's awesome. It's and the way that Alec Baldwin delivers it, man. I mean, how many, how often is that monologue quoted? I mean, it's just, everybody knows it. Even if you've not seen the movie, at some point you've seen this or heard most of the monologue quoted by anybody. Coffee's for closers. I mean, how many times have you? You know what it takes to sell real estate? It takes brass balls. The first prize is a Cadillac. Second prize, set of steak knives. Third prize, you're fired. I could do the whole thing if you want. All right, how about Glenn Close in Hook? You guys remember Glenn Close in Hook?
Is she the grandma?
No, she's a pirate. She plays a guy. She plays like a pirate. She's got a beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's one of the pirates.
Huh.
And she appears as the pirate Gutless, who is thrown into a chest with a couple of scorpions for lacking faith in Captain Hook. Now, I don't remember that because I've only seen the movie once, and I ran screaming from the theater and had nightmares for 4 weeks. How about Bruce Springsteen in High Fidelity? That's, I got to admit, that was cool. Might be my favorite part of the whole movie. Now, they've got here Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. That's not a cameo. That's a supporting performance. Right, wouldn't you say, Dan?
I you know, we got a text on that, and I was kind of wondering the same thing.
I think that's a supporting, I don't think that's a cameo. I mean, it was unusual that they cast Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in that part, so the casting was weird. But that's not, I mean, that's, he's in through most of the, he's in for at least half the movie. Billy Idol in The Wedding Singer. That's a good one. That's a good one. Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street. Will Ferrell in The Wedding Crashers. Only good part of that movie was that, was Will Ferrell. Madonna in Die Another Day. Did you know that Madonna was in Die Another Day, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I was expecting worse. I don't know why.
Well, it's because she doesn't have a real good reputation with movies. But, you know, I liked, well, I liked her in Desperately Seeking Susan, but that was like she was essentially playing herself.
What was that movie she was in with the British guy? Oh, and I used to love him.
The British guy.
They like team up because she wants a baby.
Right, with Rupert Everett?
Rupert Everett, yeah.
Oh, what the hell was the name of that movie?
You should know, you're the biggest
I know.
Fan.
Well, I didn't like the movie. I remember not liking the movie, but I like.
Yeah, no, it was terrible.
You know what I liked her in? She made this really crazy movie called Dangerous Game with Harvey Keitel, where she plays an actress. Harvey Keitel plays a director. Abel Ferrar directed it. It's really good, and she's really good in it.
Next Best Thing, by the way.
Oh, that was what it was called, right? Next Best Thing.
What was the one where she does songs for all of them, doesn't she?
A lot of them.
Because this one she did, I remember, American Pie.
Yeah, I remember, I liked the video. I remember the video making me very happy.
But she did that other movie where she was pouring wax on people.
Yeah, that was Willem Dafoe, the courtroom thing. Joe Mantegna. Yeah. I can't remember the name. Body of Evidence. Right?
Oh, boy.
Is it Body of Evidence? I think that's Body of Evidence. Madonna. You know, that came out right when the sex book came out. So Madonna was like, it was all sex all the time.
I like the song.
Yeah, no, I bought the sex book when it came out. I'm not kidding. I bought the sex book like the day it came out. Do you guys remember the bit that they did? Dan, do you remember the bit that they did on SNL when Phil Hartman was Charlton Heston? And he was reading from the sex book, the Madonna sex book. I like my vagina. Do you remember that, Esmeralda?
I don't remember that. I remember when she does the thing with Wayne's World.
Oh, where she recreated the video.
Right.
Oh, man. Erotica. That was the video that they...
His Garth in the black jumpsuit.
Exactly. With his arms.
Cat suit thing. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. And then she did a song. One of my favorite Madonna songs is in The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, yeah. I love that
Beautiful
song.
Stranger.
Yeah. It's a
that
great
is
song.
Such a great song. It's one of my favorite Madonna songs of all time. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, before we do the break here, I don't remember this. Chuck Norris is in Dodgeball. Do you remember that?
I don't remember him in it.
Dan, do you remember him being in it?
I don't.
I've only seen the movie once because I think it sucks. But I don't remember Chuck Norris being in Dodgeball. But he is, apparently. Okay, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll do some more cameos. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Wildcard Wednesday. You mean Wildcard Wednesday? 815 area code. Aha with Take On Me. Classic album or classic video, man. Yeah. I think Skip Skipley did give us a quiz on that one, didn't he, Esmeralda?
Maybe.
Because if we were asked to sing that, we would have to hit notes that only dogs could hear.
Right. That might be a really bad combo because there'll be cats out
and dogs.
And then the dogs show up,
and it would be a rumble.
Right
in the streets. Take On Me. Aha. Speaking of Skip Skipley, he's on his way. The jet is powering here, and we are going to be doing another edition of a pop-up video. Right now, though, we're talking about movie cameos. What are some of your favorites? Another one of my favorites. You guys seen Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield? You ever see that?
One of the finest diving films out there.
I've not seen that. I was thinking Summer School.
No, that's Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that movie. I like Summer School. You know, Courtney Thorne-Smith never looks better than in that movie. And then she ends up marrying Jim Belushi. What the hell? Anyway, you know who shows up? You know the kid. Well, you know, Dan. You know the cameo in Back to School.
I do, yes.
So the premise, Esmeralda, you know the premise where he goes, like, mm-hmm. Rodney Dangerfield goes back to accompany Keith Gordon, who's his son, and, you know, and goes through college. And Robert Downey Jr. is in it, and it's a really fun movie. I'm an Easy Money guy, though. I got to say, of the Rodney Dangerfield movies, Easy Money is still my favorite, because not only is Dangerfield hilarious, and Joe Pesci is hysterical in that movie. If you've not seen Easy Money, it's a classic. But anyway, so he is assigned, because, you know, he's a rich guy, Esmeralda, you know, Thornton Mellon is his name in it. He's just a totally rich dude, and he wants to get through, he's going to go through college. Sam Kinison also does have a great cameo in it as well. He plays a teacher who survived Nam and is, of course, screams in Dangerfield's face. But he is assigned by by one of his classes to do a paper on Kurt Vonnegut. And Kurt Vonnegut shows up and ghostwrites the paper for him. So Kurt Vonnegut is in the movie.
Wow.
It's fantastic. When they open the door and there's Kurt Vonnegut standing there, I was like, are you kidding me? Kurt Vonnegut making a cameo in a Rodney Dangerfield movie? That's pretty cool, man. Oh, man. Hulk Hogan in Gremlins 2, legendary. All right, how about Martin Sheen in Hot Shots Part 2? You guys remember this one?
Oh, yeah, in the boat.
Yeah, so it's like it's a double homage because there they are, you know, because obviously, you know, Dan, you saw Hot.
Yeah.
It's a great cameo. It's really funny. They're on the river on boats that look pretty much, both of them are on boats that look exactly like the boat that Martin Sheen was on in Apocalypse Now. So it's a double homage because as they're going past each other, they're looking at each other like Charlie Sheen is on one boat, Martin Sheen is on the other. And as they pass each other, you know, one going one way, one going the other, they kind of look at each other. And then as they're passing, they both at the same time said, I loved you in Wall Street. It's hilarious. How about Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore? That's pretty great. Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got some texts here. Tom says the Duke brothers from Trading Places in Coming to America. That is a genius moment of that movie. Ralph Bellamy and Don Ameche. At this point, in Coming to America, because they lose all their money at the end of Trading Places, and they're broke. So they're bums, and they're on the street, and they find, what do they find, a bag of money or something?
He gives them a bag of money.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's character, you know, took a wad of cash, put in a bag of money, and handed it to
him. And handed it to them.
Right.
And then it said, Mortimer, we're back, or whatever the line is. That is a genius moment. And a nice callback to John Landis' other movie, because Landis directed both of them. Quad Cities Doug said, a buddy of mine went to see Zombieland without knowing a thing about it. Bill Murray's cameo is so awesome. And Kareem in Airplane always cracked me up, too. 312 says, one of my favorite cameos was in The Right Stuff when Chuck Yeager appears as Pancho's happy bottom riding club as in that as Fred the bartender. Kathy says, Sean Connery is King Richard in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That is a great cameo because he played Robin Hood. Sean Connery did. Muppets Most Wanted had so many. Josh Groban was my favorite, but Stanley Tucci, Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett, Danny Trejo, and Ray Liotta all had great cameos. 410 area code says all of Hitchcock's cameos. Yeah, you can't talk about cameos in movies without talking about Hitchcock.
Did we say Stan Lee?
Stan Lee. No, we haven't mentioned Stan Lee, but Stan Lee is in all of them. I thought his cameo in Black Panther was hilarious. Some of them. He's also great in Mallrats. He's also really, really great and fun in Mallrats. So, all right, there you go. There's some cameos, and I'm not talking about Larry Blackman and his codpiece. Although that's a good cameo to talk about right there. Giving me a heart attack. Little Larry Blackman. Just like candy. All right. Let's take a break. I believe Skip Skipley's in the house. And we're going to play another edition of Pop-Up Video after the news, which is next. Well, springtime in Chicago, it's 20. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, what do you... Kathy requesting Johnny Cash when it's springtime in Alaska. It's 40 below. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And Skip Skipley is on his way into the booth. We will have another edition of Pop-Up Video. That's where Skip Skipley, one of the greatest game show hosts of all time, quizzes Esmeralda and I back and forth on questions about very specific videos, one song, one video, and then pop culture-related questions about that. So that's all coming up. Andy Mazur is in the sports department this morning. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Dick. How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing well.
All right. So you can explain. You remembered the Chuck Norris cameo in Dodgeball?
Oh, yeah. It's toward the end. He's on the judging panel that allows the average Joe's gym to play.
Oh.
They have to go to the something in the bylaws, of course. They have the special counsel. They need two out of three to be able to play, and Chuck Norris is the final vote. He gives them the thumbs up.
Oh, okay.
Let them play.
I don't remember, because I only saw the movie once because I didn't like it. But, yeah. But yeah, I just remember, you know who I liked? It was Jason Bateman. Who was the other?
Gary Cole.
Gary Cole. That was the best part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They were both hilarious.
On the Ocho.
Movie. Yeah.
ESPN 8, the Ocho.
That's right. So now, did you mention another cameo that you...
Yeah, I loved Neil Patrick Harris and Harold and Kumar.
Oh, classic. You know, that basically brought his career back.
Yeah.
Like he was, you know, in the first one especially, because the other two, it was just the same shtick.
Right.
But the first one especially, I thought was just so funny.
NPH, when he steals the car.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's
a great movie. All right. Andy, good to see you, buddy.
You too.
All right. There you go. Andy Mazur helping us out with the Chuck Norris cameo in Dodgeball, Esmeralda. He knew the Chuck Norris cameo in Dodgeball.
What was it?
He shows up towards the end, and he's like the deciding vote on whether the average Joes can play.
Oh.
So, and it's Chuck Norris.
I didn't know that he was part of the Dodgeball Association.
I guess he is, yeah. all I know is that Chuck Norris does the total body gym every morning when I get home. I turn the TV on because it's usually on like the buzzer.
It's very motivating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if Chuck Norris looks like that and he's using the total body gym, I need to buy one.
He's like 74 or
something?
Yeah,
I need one.
Yeah. So total body gym.